It was kind of like the second story of a building and went up to the roof.
Okay, and say if you had too much hay to put in the barn and you keep it outside, what would you call that?
You put it in a haystack.
Okay. Do you ever see any sort of covered haystack?
Yes, I have seen them, yes.
What was that like?
Well, depending on, some of them had had tarpaulins over. But most of the haystacks that I've seen in my time were just left out, and the outside of the haystack itself would mat down and weather to the extent that it would shed the water and the elements, and the inside of it would be protected then.
Did you ever see a haystack that had a sort of roof to it? Or something they'd build something with four poles and then have a sort of sliding roof to it? Or any other designs sort of for keeping hay outside?
I have seen, I've seen these type of construction, which they just merely stack hay under a roof that they would have built out to protect it from the weather.
Would they call that anything?
What I'm thinking about now, I can't recall that there would be a name for it.
And you know, when you first cut the hay and you let it dry, then you rake it up into little.
Yeah, you roll it up.
Then what do you call those little piles that you take your pitchfork?
Shock.
Okay. And. Where did you keep horses?
In the barn or in the lot.
Okay. And what about hogs and pigs?
We had the hog pen.
Okay. Any other places? Did this have a shelter
pen?
To it?
Usually they had a little lean-to or a roof that they could get under or a little house that they could get into.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned something else just then.
A lean-to.
No,
pig pen.
Yeah, is that the same thing?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Depends on how old your pigs are, see. Yeah. You got a pig pen when they're young.
Uh-huh.
Then when they get older, you got the hog pen.
I see. Where do people used to keep their milk and butter?
In the spring.
Okay.
That is, if they didn't have an ice box. Of course, if you got an ice box and you can get ice, well, then you'd keep your milk and butter and your other vegetables or fruit that you needed to keep cold. You keep it in there.
How would you keep it in the spring?
Usually, you set it down, water 6 or 8 inches deep, put a rock on top of it.
Put a rock on top?
Yes. That would weight it down to keep it from turning over or water moving it.
Did you have a little sort of shelter built over it?
Sometimes you have a spring house.
And how
does
the spring house be used?
Strictly to house the spring as it, the outlet itself, as it comes from the bank or the hill maybe. And then if you had a good one, it would be cool enough in there that you could keep a lot of stuff without having to put it in the water itself. You know, if it's good and tight, it would be cool.
But you just weigh it.
And when you put it in the water, you just kind of weight it down, yes.
What about a place now where they might, a farm where they might have a lot of milk cows?
Dairy farm.
Would you use that word dairy about anything else? Like,
what do you think?
A place where you
dairy farm, I mean, you can think of dairy.
Well, you think of the dairy farm, and then you think of the dairy. When I think of the dairy by itself, you think of a milk processor or a commercial